Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast, and uno, dos, tres galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is February the 26th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a jam-packed episode for you. Ladies and gentlemen, come on in, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. We're going to take notes. We're going to learn a lot today. Ladies and gentlemen, today I am going to rap with you. We are going to talk about why you should go ahead and do the thing that you want to do. Because life is short. Time is short. And sometimes you want to get on with it, okay? You want to get down the road and do the stuff that you want to do. Now, I will read you a quick passage, a Bible verse that I saw today, or I saw yesterday. It's from Ecclesiastes, 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 I believe. It's chapter 1, verse 4. One generation passed away and another generation come, but the earth abide forever. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, we all know what that means. That means your time in the sun will come and your time in the sun will go. And then that'll be it. So don't wait around. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel ashamed of anything that you want to do. If you want to be a gardener, be a gardener. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't think, man, if I got time, you never know. I saw a video last night, a very disturbing video. It showed a truck. The trucks was at a rest area. Guy was at a rest area. Probably sleeping or something. And another truck, I guess the guy might have had a heart attack or something. And he just drove right into the truck and both of the guys died. You know what I mean? So, not to be doom and gloom to you, but you never know when your time is near. You know, you never know when your life will expire. So you really want to get out there and you really want to get things done. And as I told you last week, we are on a mission, and I want you to join the mission. I want you to, because everybody that listens to this podcast wants to free themselves from the time constraints, okay? You want to be able to do the things you want to do on your time. And so, we are on a mission, and this mission will get accomplished. I want everybody who has listened to this podcast, everybody who enjoys this podcast, I want everybody to figure out what they need to do, figure out what they want to do, and then take action and do it. And free themselves and have all the time in the world. You know, time is something that you can't get back. Listen, trust me, I know. And the reason why I want people to do it as soon as possible is because, listen, I drove a truck for 18 years. And you talk about a time killer. I ain't mad at it. You know, it helped me along the journey of life. But there's a lot of time that you're gone. There's a lot of time you don't get to spend with your friends and family, you know. And so now that we're on the other side of that mountain, you know, we went up the mountain, we're on the other side of the mountain. There's no looking back. And I've been writing things down that I want to do, and I have a big list. Not that things that I'm going to go do, it's just little things like, you know, take a daily walk, you know, walk around the park, you know, walk around, you know, take a daily walk, you know, go to the park, sit there, eat lunch, you know, and really soak things in. You know, I'm at the age where if you're young, trust me, I understand. When you're young, you just say, I can always go back. I can always go back, you know. When you start to get older, you know, and you start to realize there's some things you can't go back. You might not get back there. You know, it's not because you can't, but it's just things happen. You know, life happens, and you never know. I was thinking about, I love the place I used to live for a couple years when I was in the military. The beautiful city of San Diego. You know, I loved San Diego. I loved living in California. Well, I loved living in San Diego. I don't know about the California part, but I loved living in San Diego. It was nice weather. I liked it because I didn't really need a car. I could go places and not have to have a car. I could get from point A to point B with no car. It was beautiful. The weather was nice. The people were friendly. I was in a good mood. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I haven't seen San Diego in 23 years now, something like that. It's been a long time. And I was, if you would have told me, hey man, you know, I got out the Navy. I went a few months later. I went to go visit. And, you know, when I was looking around, I didn't realize I wouldn't be back for the 20 plus years, you know. So you never quite know, like, what's going to happen. So you have to be mindful of that. But I wrote down to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to go back to San Diego, you know, probably next year. I'm going to go back next year, Lord willing, of course. I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to go back and visit for a few days every year for the next few years, you know, because I miss it. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a nice place. I loved it there, and so why not go back and visit? But I would have plenty of time, you know, a lot more time than what I used to have, and I appreciate that. And that's one of the things about being, it's one of the beautiful things about running your own ship. You don't have to, you know, one of the things, I'll give you a thing about one of the reasons why I really like to tell people, you know, you really want to free yourself as quick as possible, you know. But listen, everybody has their own journey. And I know sometimes you have to get over mental hurdles. Sometimes you have to get over physical hurdles. There's a lot of different things. But you listen to this podcast, I want you to try to go about it as quickly as you can. And the reason why I will tell you this is because I remember last year, a couple years ago, I was filling out a vacation form, you know, and they're like, we got to approve your vacation days. And, you know, so you have to fill out these forms and they like, we're going to approve this vacation day. We're going to approve that vacation day. If we deny it, then you can take another day off. And I thought to myself, you know, you got to be kidding me, right? Like, who wants to keep doing this forever, you know? And we talked about this before. Having a job is cool and everything, don't get me wrong. But at some point, you're like, who's approving, you got to approve my vacation? I don't think so. I'm not putting up with this no more, you know what I mean? And so if you have that itch, there's always going to be something that hits you that you're like, you know what? Man, I ain't doing this no more, you know? And it was a pain, and I was like, and I got kind of agitated. I was like, I don't know why I'm agitated, but it is what it is. And I'm like, nah, it ain't what it is, and I'm not cool with this, and I don't like this, and I'm tired of this. And I was like, you know what, man, F all this. I'm getting out of here, you know. I don't care how we do it, but we getting out of here, you know. And went off and bought a truck. And after that, you know, we've been rocking and rolling. And really, I'm like, owning the truck is cool, but I had this epiphany. I've already had it, but it really hit me again yesterday when I was, the thing that we all want to do, the thing that you want to do, is to have the ability to do something sit it there, and you can walk away from it, and people can find it. They can find it at 2 o'clock in the morning. They can find it at 2 p.m. in the morning, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Does not matter what time they find it. They can find it. They can buy it. They can buy it, and you can make money. Because the thing about doing the truck thing, the solo truck thing is cool and everything, but when I'm out of the truck, there's no money being made, you know. There's no income coming in, you know. I have to drive the truck. I own the truck, but I still have to, you know, drive it and all that kind of stuff. And so, it's like, my wife told me this thing. She's like, you should do trailer rentals. And I said, you know what? That sounds like an excellent idea. So, I'm going to get into that. But the thing that I'm going to do the most is write, do the copywriting, the writing, the internet marketing. Those are the things that I like to do the most, you know? And so for you, there's something that you do now, you can really turn that into a business on the internet, and you can set up a website, and you can build out funnels, and you can make PDFs, you can make reports, you can make all kinds of things. You can establish yourself as an authority. You can start to get speaking fees, you know, and you really want to make life easier for you, you know. And this is why every day I come to you, I talk to you, I say, hey, you know, get something started, you know, let's get going, do this, do that, you know. Not to get into a preachy situation, but the more content you create, the better off you will be, you know. Whether you write, you know, you should try to do all, but write, videos, podcasts, don't matter. You know, delve deep into a subject, you know, be entertaining, you know. Give people something to think about. Give people something to mull over, you know. Give them something to come back to, you know. You want to make sure that. You know, I see a lot of, people, they do like relationship podcasts, and I only see clips. And they're never that good. It's like, all right, you know, whatever. But, you know, you can make your content, you can be very entertaining. You don't have to be Eddie Murphy, but we can all be entertaining, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, I want you to have the ability, the quicker, I'm going to say this, the quicker you do it, the better off you will be, you know. Rip that, you ever get a cut, and then you put the Band-Aid on, and then it's been 3 days, and you're like, I think the sore is good now, and you're like, you can take the Band-Aid off, and you try to slowly pull it off, I just rip the Band-Aid off, you know. Rip that Band-Aid off and let's go, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, time freedom is the most important freedom. Because the more time you have to yourself, the more time you have to yourself, the more of an ability you have to create income for yourself, okay? So think about what can you do to free up some time, you know, and use that time wisely. There's a book that I highly recommend. It's from Dan Kennedy. He talks about time, you know. I suggest you listen to that book. So that way you can learn how to manage your time more wisely. And then you can figure out, what do I need to do to get out? To free yourself from having to go to a job. And the reason why I talk about job, because, you know, I know a lot of people, they start you off with the whole 9-to-5 crap. But, you know, I worked in the blue collar field. And the blue collar field, if you work in a warehouse, you drive a truck, you work at a prison, you do a lot of manual labor, you know, bucko, 9-to-5, nah. We need you from 9 to 9. We need you from 9 to 7. We need you Monday through Sunday. You know, can you work weekends? Can you work holidays? You know, my mom was a nurse, And nobody care about, nobody care about no 9 to 5. It's like, hey, you want to come to the hospital? You want to work at the hospital? Yeah, we never close, okay? We open all the time. My dad worked in the prison for 20 years. They never close. In the truck, they'll always try to call you up by the load. Thanksgiving, hey, we got a load, man. You want to take? Nope, 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 nope. No thanks. Christmas, hey, we got a load. No thanks. No thanks. But time freedom is the most important freedom that we can have. And so we will talk. We will get more into it. I want you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the episode, because, you know, we are going to start turning up the heat, and we want to hear from you, and we want you to apply the information that we're going to give out, the information that you learn from this show. We want you to apply it, use it, and like I said, I know we probably talked about this last week, but I guess I'm putting the emphasis on this whole time thing because we are going to get started, and we've already started, but we're going to start uploading PDFs, and we're going to put out a website for you to go to get information from, to read articles, to to buy books, all this kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of information, and I want you to apply it, and I want you to use it, and I want you to be able to say, hey, on this day, I decided I'm going to change my life. On this day, I decided I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And this podcast with this fella helped me out, okay? And so I want you to be a part of this, and I want to be a part of your life, just like I want you to be a part of my life and a part of this show. Okay, we will start getting guests. I have my home studio finally set up. Like I told you last week, I found equipment. I know how to use the equipment. As I told you a couple weeks ago, we're not babies. You know, we're gonna use the knowledge, apply the knowledge, and gain more knowledge, get more wisdom, and we're gonna make this the best marketing show in the podcast world, all right? And so, join me every day. We are coming to you. We are going to be doing shows on a regular basis. There's always something to talk about. There's always something to do. There's 1,000 ways you can market yourself, you know? And that's one of the main things that we must do. We must show you how to market yourself. We must show you how to stand out. I must show you how to go from being never talked about to being the belle of the ball. Okay? And so that is going to be the goal. That is going to be the mission. And we won't stop until everybody who listens to this show is free. Everybody who listens to this show can email me and say, I'm at this beach. I'm at, you know, I like the beach, so I bring up the beach. And so, you know, I want you to. Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world-famous, the University of Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I call this show Online Marketing. Ladies and gentlemen, come on in, come on in, come on in. We have a very exciting episode. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about why you should create your own lanes, okay? Now, especially if you have no experience, we're going to discuss this for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then we're going to be out, okay? Now, let's say you want to be an actor, you want to be a musician, you want to be a voiceover person, anything like that, okay? And then you go to an audition or something like that, and they go, how much experience do you have? You go, oh, I don't have any experience. I just get started. And they go, okay. And then you don't get the job, and you keep going and keep going, and you don't get the job. What can you do about this? If you don't want to wait around on people to give you jobs, which you shouldn't wait on people to give you jobs, create, let's say you want to be an actor, create a story for yourself, film it, you know, upload it, and people will see you, people will find you, people will enjoy it, more people will talk about it, and then you will be ahead of the curve. And I tell you all this because I am a copywriter, and I've been looking for copywriting jobs, and you know, lately I just keep seeing stuff like, you know, five years experience, college degree, and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, man, I ain't going to college. I got writing experience. I don't have copywriting experience. What could I do? I said, you know what? I can create my own products. I don't have to wait around. I can write my own ads. I'm going to be my own copywriter, okay? And, you know, I've been writing a PDF. I got ideas, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to upload them and all this kind of stuff and write the sales letter and all that kind of stuff, why people should buy. And when I get started with all that, I figure that's all the experience I need. And it's going to work out. And then if I still want to do the freelance copywriting, I go back, I'll talk to people. They'll say, you have experience? Of course I got experience. I can show them my proof. Now it's going to be a longer road, but it'll be worth it. Because why sit around and wait on people? You know, the days of waiting around on people, the days of waiting around on jobs, those days are over with. You know, a job won't make you rich. A job won't, you know, no matter how you try to slice it, no matter how you try to hunt that dog, it just don't work. You know, you can sit around all day, wait on somebody to give you an opportunity, or you can create your own opportunities. And here at the Online Marketing Moves podcast, we create our own opportunities. So whether you want to be an actor, whether you want to be a copywriter, no matter what you want to do, create your own opportunities. It's not as hard as you think. Yes, it's gonna be like, hey, it's just like everybody and their brother has a podcast. You know, you create a podcast, you don't have a name, you haven't been a rapper, or you haven't been an actor, or you haven't done this, you haven't done that, you don't have an audience. You can still create a podcast. You can still get some traction. What's the main thing you have to do? Show up every day, okay? There's no excuses when it comes to really doing something that you want to do. You know, you're either going to do it or you're not. You're going to wait around on people or you're not. I highly suggest you don't wait on anybody, because if you wait on people, you're going to still be waiting, okay? There's a million and one content creators. It doesn't mean that you can't be a content creator and stand out. A lot of the content people create suck, okay? It just sucks. It's just the way it is. But if you want something and people keep shutting the door on you, build up your own door, you know, build up your own house and open the door for yourself, you know? You know, I'll get into it with you. Every now and then I see people, they like, cause you know, every now and then you see people and they go, oh man, this bleeds into this. Every now and then you see people that go, oh man, this is racist, this is that and the other, you know. I remember one time, you know, Will Smith, who's made a lot of money, was upset with the Oscars because he said Oscars were, you know, they had a hashtag Oscars so white, because they said the Oscars deny black people, they don't nominate black people. But it's like, if you create your own movies and you create your own movies, you write your own movies, you do your own movies, who cares about if you get nominated for an Oscar and all this type of stuff, you know? Who cares that critics and all this are like, oh no, you didn't make this movie by Miramax. We're not gonna nominate you for an Oscar. Who cares, you know? Create your own lane. Create your own movie awards. If that's the case, you know. You know, a lot of times we whine and cry for no reason. Well, you don't have to. You can create your own, you know. You don't like your boss, create your own business, you know. Figure out, what can I do? Where can I go? How can I do it? You figure it out and you just do it. There's no excuses, you know. Just like I thought, I was looking at the copywriting jobs and I'm like, man, they all want experience. They all want this. They all want that. And I said, you know what? I said, forget all this. I'm going to create my own opportunities. I'm going to hire myself and I'm going to be my own copywriter and I'm going to write for different products that I create. I'm going to write sales letters for that. I'm going to write emails for that, you know, and it'll probably be a lot better than me waiting around on somebody or begging somebody, writing letters. Please help me. Please give me an opportunity. Please, please, please. You know, I ain't a dog. I ain't begging all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not a pride thing. It's just when you know what you know and you figure out like, hey, these people aren't going to take care of you. It's up to you to create opportunities for yourself. And once you figure that out, you take off running. Okay. So if whatever you want to do, and if you're knocking on the door and there's nobody answering the door, create your own door. Okay. Create your own door, open the door and walk right in. And then I'll guarantee you that you create your own door and you build a house and it's a nice house. You will get plenty of knocks and then you can charge a heck of a lot more than what you would charge when you was just a novice knocking on their door, asking them for work or asking them for a job. Okay. Do not wait around on people. I'm going to tell you that again. Do not wait around on people. You'll only be disappointed. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard today, go ahead, click, like, subscribe, follow the show. We will be back tomorrow with all new episode, but we have in the archives 700 plus episodes. Go back, download them all, listen, share with a friend, tell a friend about one of the best shows about marketing that you're going to hear. You won't hear these facts from other people. A lot of people are going to tell you sunshine and rainbows. If you close your eyes and manifest it, it'll happen. Which, you know, we all know. Yeah, you can write it down on paper. You can look at it. But if you ain't putting in the work, then it definitely won't happen. When you start putting in the work and you really have a determination and you really have a focus, the good things will start rolling right along with you, you know. But until then, wishing in one hand and, you know, going in the other, that won't work. So create opportunities for you. Create opportunities for others. Do not wait around. Do not think, oh, man, if I go get a job at ESPN, they're gonna, you know, if you want to be a broadcaster and ESPN ain't hiring you, then create your own YouTube channel for sports, okay? And trust me, people will find you, because a lot of times we all know the reason why most people don't make it is because they give up too soon. They give up and opportunity was there, but they didn't keep digging. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait around. Don't hesitate with people. Create your own opportunities. Build your own house and everything else will work out. But so, as I was saying, go back, listen to all 700 some episodes. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, you have any comments about the show, email me, tony@tonyrisano.com. And that's it. We'll be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.